Now, that to me is a very important story relative to what we are here to understand together. Because, and it was very interesting, is this, like sometimes people come to a group and they feel, well, you know, here we work on problems. So even if I was in a good mood before, I better get rid of it by the time I walk in the door. Huh?
Right.
Don't you do that sometimes? Don't you change your mood walking in here? Huh?
I used to in your group.
Yeah. Because, you know, if we're here, you know, and I'm paying you money, well, what am I paying you money for? I'm up to something, you know. So I better fling myself into a bad mood. Yes.
I'm getting a little bit confused about this whole business here, because there are times I understand that when you're genuinely in pain because of something, you need to look at what it is and experience
sure.
it.
Of course.
So there may be times when I'm really feeling pain. There may be other times when all I'm doing is keeping myself from feeling happiness.
That's right.
Now, those are completely distinct.
Totally different issues. You see, the wider principle is allowing yourself fully to experience whatever you are experiencing. It. That is the wider principle. Mm-hmm. But the special case that I want to direct your attention to now is interrupting feeling good.
All right. So if I'm in touch with whatever is going on, then my question will,
that's right.
will answer itself.
That's right. See, I'm willing to bet that there isn't anybody in this room, even conceivably including Stephanie, who at least sometime is not feeling good and also then thinks, yes, but what about a worry, a thought, and then an interruption. And it's as though most of us were prepared, whatever we were prepared for, the last thing we were prepared for was the thought that life could be enjoyable.